Hello, welcome to Cinemondo with Kathy, Melanie, and Amit for Daisy Reviews, D54. We are here at the behest of a member who asked us to review this. Kitcha, Pranav, Shetty, thank you. Hello. New members. They get to have their choice of reviews, and here it is. We're doing a reaction to Godzilla versus, or Times Kong, trailer Times 2. Kong. I don't know what the X means. Like, is it with X? It's a confusing grammatical thing. I'm not, like... Is it Godzilla times Kong like together? Is it? I'm not sure. Someone explain this. I don't even. How do you say it? I don't even know how you say it.
The previous one was versus King Kong, so now it's times.
Now they're friends.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they definitely look like friends.
I guess they're friends. I mean, how did they become friends? They were like kicking each other's asses. I don't even remember in the last one how they ended up at the end. It seemed like it was. He defeated Kong. I mean, Godzilla's always going to win. You can't beat Godzilla. It's not going to happen. So don't even try.
Yeah.
So this is directed by Adam Wingard, who actually directed some really cool horror movies. He did some really great stuff in VHS. He did a fun short in ABC's of Death. He also did a really cool horror movie called You're Next, which is had a great scene with a blender. We'll just leave it at that. It was awesome. It's not quite the cheese grater that has become popular nowadays, but the blender was pretty good. so he knows his way around some well-staged gore. We'll say that. So we'll see. I mean, the other Godzilla versus
the previous one. Yeah. So I don't know if this is going to be a horror movie. I don't expect it to be a horror.
I know. I'm talking about stuff I like.
Yeah.
But yeah, he also did Godzilla versus Kong, which was pretty good. But you know, I just didn't think that that King Kong needed six pack. Abs. It bothered me. You know, if you've seen gorillas, they have these big bellies and they're not fat. That's just how they're built. That's just what they are. But he wasn't really a gorilla.
Even King Kong can't escape the gym. Oh my God.
Yes. Even Godzilla has to work out. And so does King Kong. You got to do it.
Body shaming to next level.
Next level. So this stars Rebecca Hall and Dan Stevens. Cool British actors. So all right. Let's check this out.
Ooh. All right, for centuries, there was harmony.
Wow. What? There was always an ocean.
The Titans were the guardians of nature. And the great apes became the protectors of humanity.
Aw, the apes. It's going down.
We've discovered a signal. She can feel
like
it.
Her pixie haircut.
Kong, Godzilla, they can feel it too. Something is coming. Something even they're afraid of.
I love Godzilla.
You feel like going for a ride?
Though you never ask.
Look at him!
God, what?
Wow! What?
What?
Oh my God! What is happening?
Whoa!
Oh. Is that a mini Kong?
Oh my God!
That's not just a signal. That's a call for war.
Cute.
Whoa.
Planet of the Apes?
Yeah.
What is that?
Kong can't stop this on his own.
He won't be alone.
He wants to be with Godzilla! Oh, here they come! Oh my God. They rise together.
The last time those two met up was almost the end of Kong.
They don't have to like each other. They just have to work
Let's
together.
Get him, Brad.
Now I have seen everything.
Oh,
We've made some minor augmentations.
Oh.
Oh. Yes. Oh, look at that.
Transforming
now.
Yeah.
It's like everything. Holy shit. Okay, that was crazy. Okay, wow. They gave us a lot in that trailer. That was one of those, okay. They told us the whole story in that.
They gave us Dan Stevens with, I'm not sure if that was supposed to be a rural English accent or like Cockney or Australian or what it was supposed to be, but I'm like, what? Maybe.
He looked kind of like Jeff Bridges trying to be a cool British surfing guy. That's what he looked like. That was really funny.
Was different. Yeah.
I didn't expect to see him like that. Did not.
That was the biggest surprise for me of the trailer.
Ahmed, have you seen Downton Abbey?
I've not seen Downton Abbey.
Okay, that's why you're not shocked. Yeah, yeah. Right. I used to see he's so buttoned up on Downton Abbey.
Right. Okay. I mean, yeah, I know the vibe of that show. So, yep. Yeah. I can imagine that.
Wow.
That looked really fun. That looked like a blast. And we look like Godzilla has a different power. He has a pink light, which probably means.
But he has very, like, there was one scene where almost like I was like, did he come out of water that was bioluminescent? Because it was like all of all of his crevices were glowing. But then later there was a lot of neon in this.
There was a lot of neon.
A lot of neon. And so at one point he was pink. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah.
That was like the dance sequence for that. I think he was glowing blue from within. I think he kind of has that blue flame that thing comes the blue light that comes out of his mouth sometimes. But I think pink is like that extra level of power that he's gonna need. I don't know why Kong and Godzilla honestly waste their time with humans. I'm just know why they're trying to save us from anything. We are such a waste of time. I mean, we're doing it to ourselves, and they keep trying to save us, and we don't listen. That's what always happens.
Whatever. I did pretty accurately say that Rebecca Hall was going to be the scientist.
You did. You called it. You got that. Yes, very true. I didn't expect the short hair, which was very cute on her.
A very cute haircut. She's also a mom of a young deaf girl, I guess. Yeah. Or, I don't know.
Or mute or something. Yeah. It was very interesting. And she's the only one who can probably talk to them, right?
Yeah.
And communicate with them. And the new baby.
Baby
Kong or whatever he was.
Baby Kong,
God, that was just I'm worried. I'm so afraid of this movie. If anything happens to that baby, hell to pay.
Yep.
I'm going to have to look at my app to make sure it doesn't die. You know, fake CGI baby.
If there's CGI in them,
I don't care.
It doesn't matter.
I don't care. I didn't like seeing
anything happens to them.
I didn't even like seeing the bloody ape who's the bad guy. I don't want to see that. So I have problems with these movies, clearly. But fortunately, I'm sure everyone will live. I mean, it's Kong and Godzilla. You can't. So we have a poster. Amit loves his poster, so we're going to take a look at it real quick. That's a scene from the movie.
There was in the trailer.
Look at them running. Oh my God.
Yep.
And he has
his helicopters.
And Kong has like pink. He's got his little pink.
The neon.
That's right. Pink kind of.
I don't know what to make out with this. I don't know what to make of the Transformer element of added into this with the Kong's arm with the armor.
They explained it though. They made some augmentations.
Sure. Yes, of course.
And I love the G times K. They have initials now. That's how badass they are. Yes.
GK.
G times K. This looks like a blast. This has got to be a summer movie. I didn't even check when it's coming out. My eyes were just like dazzled by all the color and craziness. That was really fun. That trailer, I think that trailer topped the last one. That one looked, this one just had tons of great stuff in it. So very excited, very worried all at the same time.
I need to go see a movie where I get to see this trailer on the big screen.
True.
It's going to be like a monster, kind of.
Not on my little laptop is not, doesn't give it justice.
Do you make that same distinction I do where some movies are big screen movies and some movies are not? Like when I'm like, I want to see this, not on the big screen. But if I see this, has to be on the big screen.
This has to be on the big screen, I think.
Everybody, support your local theaters. Make the theaters survive. We need our movie theaters. Please go see this on the big screen. It'll be great. All right, you guys. So, let us know what you think of Godzilla times versus and Godzilla. Or Godzilla and Kong, or whatever I just said. G and K. That's what matters.
G and K. Multiplier together. More power together.
That's right. Exactly. They that's will die means. Alone. They will survive together. That's how it works. They don't have to like each other.
Yes.
Kathy, thank you for including me on one of your Hollywood reactions.
Yes, me too. Do
very many things.
I know, you're in my comfort zone now.
I don't have to read the subtitles. I can actually just... Yeah.
You could just ride along and let it affect you emotionally. I could just
be shocked at Dan Stevens looking like that.
I know. We both come up, whoa! Like, that was the biggest whoa in the whole movie, was seeing him for the first time. So funny. All right, let's know your thoughts in the comments. Are you going to see us on the big screen? I know you all will. And be sure to like, subscribe, and comment to all of us. Bye.